Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Congratulations. Now, with that, I got to let you know that the roads are yucky. We've got a lot of rain. We've got a lot of wind. And it's impacting driving. And it's going to impact your car. And how appropriate that it is Friday. And that means that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. But on Fridays, he joins us, gives us a little look ahead and maybe one or two suggestions on driving in this weather. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Katz. Jeff Katz. It's always sunny when I'm talking to Jeff.
Aww.
But currently, actually riding my boat down Parham. My Yamaha does pretty good in this water. So everybody remember, you know, don't drive through standing water. A lot of parts of Virginia getting way more water than others. And then you have the rivers and other things that are bringing it downstream. We have a lot more water out west right now than we're going to probably get. Just be very careful, guys. There's no rush to go get your pizza. You can take 10 minutes and go around. So please be careful. Second, if you haven't cleared out your entire cow area under your hood where all the leaves and pine needles collect, you want to be doing that on a regular basis. You want to open up your sunroof and get it out of there as well.
Oh.
And these are just some tips. And you also know now, in case you've been waiting the last few weeks that haven't rained that much, if your wiper blades suck, it might be a little late to get new ones, or it might not. You know, make sure that you're getting these checked on a regular basis. So we talk about that a lot, and then you have fall coming with the usual leave issues, batteries dying. So we talk about a lot of that on the show, and we love the questions. Just please don't wait till the end of the last 10 minutes of the show tomorrow to call, because we can't always get to what we get for questions that quick.
That's true. Now, let me ask you about the wiper blades, because this is one of those things you really don't want to wait until it's smeary or there are pieces on that are falling off, or God forbid you've lost the rubber and now you're etching your glass. Is there a time frame? Like, should we do it the change of every season or what?
Well, the good news is, you know, most shops, and any shop, if you're there for an inspection, is checking to see, you know, if they're ripped or torn, they're not going to pass state inspection. So thankfully they added that to the inspection a long time ago. But so at least yearly you're getting checked, but there's very few blades out there that literally can last a year or more unless you're spending significantly for, say, a Bosch Icon or something along those lines, which is what I love on my truck, because I don't like... they are more expensive, but I don't like them going bad every year, so I have a Bosch Icon. I also, if you're in a rush and it's just not wiping clearly, or the rubber looks like it's just a little rough, you can actually take rubbing alcohol or an alcohol wipe, and you can rub it up and down on your blade to try to get a little more use out of it, especially in an emergency situation like in the rain. Just a little alcohol wipe will get it on, you know, both sides, like a V, go up and down on your blade.
Yeah.
And at least the driver's side. If it's just metal, though, you better get by Advance or somewhere and get yourself another wiper blade. They're usually pretty good about helping to get them on.
Okay.
But we think about these things sometimes when it's too late, which is why, again, you know, over at Certified, the one thing we do, and some people, to be quite honest with you, have questioned, you know, why are you, this is the first time I'm here, but why do you guys look over, why do you do a 52-point, like, check on my car, and how, second off, how'd you do it so quickly? You know, how were you able to get all this looked at? And so we've been doing it for a long time, and we found the top things that happen to customers' cars, and a lot of those things would leave you stranded if you didn't have somewhere looking. So it's more important to have a very good relationship, like we're supposed to do with our doctors. Mm-hmm. You want to have a good relationship, and this is where family-owned shops a lot of time far exceed dealers or a big corporate shop, because you have a one-on-one with, like, Certified Auto Repair for us, and you're getting updates all the time. So most of our customers, if they're listening and following the program, they're not going to find themselves needing wiper blades right now. They're not going to find themselves having a clogged sunroof leaking in, because they're coming in every oil change. They're getting basically a free checkover of their vehicle, a health check is what we used to call it. Mm-hmm. And we called it that because it was very similar to what a doctor does. We give you different levels, things that you can wait on, yep. things that you absolutely have now. We help you to understand that about your vehicle. And so you're basically getting a lesson on how to take care of your vehicle every time you step in our door. And we pride ourselves on that. In other shops, in the area and across the country are starting to do this. So it's going to be much easier for you guys, giving it a once-over. They get their air from right behind one of your front two tires. Hmm. Like, literally, you look how low your tires are on a car, even on an SUV and some of these puddles. You know, if you suck in water into your engine, it's all over. It's hydrolocked. They do not have any kind of hydraulic water. It's not, even though it has, it's hydro, you know, water is yeah. supposed to be, yeah. you know, like hydrangeas. It's not. They do not, they're not hydraulic. Water, if it gets in your engine, will absolutely destroy your engine. It will completely hydrolock and cause piston or valve or all the above carnage. So you don't want to drive through it. And again, you never know how deep it is, right? I have seen people wash away in a what looked like a puddle, a little mm-hmm. stream coming across the road. You go over in your big truck with these big tires, and the tires actually start to float. Please be careful, guys.
Stan Andruski yeah. joining us. Now, Stan, during the week, you're going to find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And then Saturday mornings, he's right here hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan, you mentioned the sunroof. Now, this is another thing with all of the rain, the possibility for leakage without getting to a shop. Is it possible for somebody to take a look and figure out that something is clogged? Is it easy enough to see?
Yeah, for the most part, for the average person, yes. If you're a little older or, you know, you're not tall enough to stand up there and look, on cars it would be easier because you can kind of look over the top of most cars these days. But
right.
people think because the sunroof has a rubber seal around it that it's sealed. It's actually not. The water still gets in there. It's partially sealed, but the water gets in and it drains down. If it's a car, it drains down in front of both front wheels. And if it's some of these cars that have huge sunroofs now, that actually open and close. Some of them have drains like trucks do towards the back of their car. Now, these drains have tubes that run down each corner of your car inside the car. Oh. So if they leak or if they get clogged up, it'll actually start building up water in that sunroof, come over the top, and start leaking down those four corners or even on top of you, depending on how your roof is made. So okay. on the inside. So that water can do significant damage because if those drains get clogged up, that can happen. So just like your cow with your hands, you take the leaves out or the pine needles, you would open up your sunroof, preferably on a day before it rains, yeah. and you would look in there and see if there's any debris down in any of the four corners. If there are, you could take Q-tips, you could take a little, you know, a larger skewer stick, you could take a vacuum with a good attachment, and just clean all four corners out, and chances are you're not going to have that problem.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, all good advice. I know we're going to get more tomorrow morning, right?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com